Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Marlon Humphrey met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's AFC North showdown with Pittsburgh.
How does this game, I mean, you've played in a lot of Ravens-Steelers games. This is a battle for first place. Feeling any different going into this one?
Honestly, no, but when I look at it, it is a little different. I'm not really on social media, so I'm on ESPN a little bit too much, and I guess the AFC North is the mid-conference, so I feel like that's not normal, but it is two teams that kind of literally can control their own narrative as far as this game, but I think it's a great opportunity. You want Ravens, Steelers, rivalries, how they've continued over the years. I think there's no better stage than two teams that are just trying to win the North. So I think it'll be a great game.
Hey, Marlon Roquan talked about kind of his message to the team about control, giving up the things that you need to in order to go on a run here, how the goals are kind of all out in front of you. How would you kind of describe the mindset of this team, knowing that you're 6-6 right now, but the significance of this game, you still have everything controllable in front of you?
I think when Roquan was speaking, the thing that clicked in my head that I started thinking about is, talk is cheap, man. How you play will speak way louder than your words. And I think if you can't get up for this one, every game you play in the NFL is very meaningful. But if you can't get up for this one, I think that shows something about your character. I think that shows something about your will. And honestly, I think that just shows if you are a Raven or you're not a Raven. I think how we come out this game, how we prepare this week, will kind of do echoes not only for this game, but for the rest of the season, because we're basically in playoff football right now. So it's kind of, they say there's no game, a must-win game. This is definitely a must-win game.
Carl, people talk about everything is in front of you in terms of the standings. Do you also feel like everything is still in front of you in terms of you guys getting to be the team that you thought you were going to be coming into the year, playing the kind of football that you expect to play?
I would say so. I think I was talking with somebody. I feel like we haven't really played, great, right above good football every three units throughout this entire season. I feel like the offense has played good at times and the defense played bad. The defense played good at times, but I feel like not all three levels have played great, great, and great. So I feel like we're still coming together as a team. We just hope that now it's time we can start clicking, we can start getting less of the bad stuff on film, more of the good stuff, and we kind of can get that momentum and start rolling.
Marlon, you've been through this for a while, the rivalry, but is it a little different because, you guys are all fighting for first place once again, but the records and the expectations, I guess, were a little higher coming in, but still everything's in front of you.
Yeah, I honestly, Coach Orr was showing some tape, some clips in meetings today, and I know it's on the Wednesday, but it did get me excited, just this rivalry, what it means to people, it's the closest thing to college, high school, those type of rivalries. So to me, this means a lot to me, being in this rivalry. This is the only rivalry in the NFL I've been a part of, been on the same team. So for the guys that don't know, I think Coach Orr is doing a really good job of showing clips, showing the history of the game, game-defining plays, pictures that you see all throughout the building, different things. So this is the game, this is the week, we just got to get it done.
Marlon, how fun was it just to have our Darius Washington back at practice this week?
It was good, man. I was testament to hard work, rehab process. He got back really quick. I know that's a playmaker that, I'm not sure how he gets on the field, what all that ins and outs, but it was really encouraging to see him back and doing what he loves again.
Marlon, we just talked before about how past experiences have kind of shaped the way you do things. With where this team is and potential you have, how do you just kind of view this last 5-game stretch of the regular season?
I think, man, it's just, like I kind of said, it's going to be key. We have not played great complimentary football really all year. And it's time. We worked really hard to get to where we are. Yeah, do we like our record? No, but do we have everything in front of us? Yes. So I think, like I said, man, if you it's time to show it. We've talked all throughout the years. I've made bad plays. Everyone's made bad plays. Everyone made some good plays. But now it's time. Come together. Have your brothers back. Make sure your brother knows what he's doing so we can go out here, be on the same page, execute. Because I think we're too good of a team on paper. I know that's been said and everything, but now it's time to be a good team on Sunday, Monday, whatever day we're playing, at 1 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you.